ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Machos is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz L'Ilui Nishmas Yisrael Bendit Ben Yehuda Aryeh.
Maseches Machos, Daf Tesvov. The Gemara, which begins at the bottom of Yud Aleph Beis, brings down in the name of Rabbi Babachana Omer of Yoichanan that even though we know that we have a rule that Alav Hanitik La'aseh Ein Loiken Olav, which is to say that any lois aseh which the Torah itself gives an assay to fix up the lav. If one has violated the lav, then there's an assay that comes to fix that lav. Then the halacha is that you don't get malchus for that lav, because the Torah has identified something to fix that lav. Instead of the response being malchus, the response is the assay that you do to fix the lav. That's normally the din by lav hanitik la'assay. Nonetheless, says Rabbi Bechana Omer Rev Yochanan, that if it's a lav which is kodmoy asay, then loiken olav. So we do not apply this rule of lav hanitik la'asay if the lav is kodmoy asay, then you are loiken olav. Rashi explains that lav shekodmoy asay is a case in which the asay can precede the lav, such that the asay is not necessarily something which has to come dafka as a response to the lav, so the person who violated the lav then has the asay to fix it. In some cases, in this case, we would say that the asay could precede the lav, that they can exist without the lav. In such a case, we don't apply this rule that the assay is a fixer of the lav and therefore can take away the malchus. We would say that the assay can exist independently of the lav. It's not given as a fixer of the lav, and therefore if you do the lav, you get malchus for it. Rashi explains that the concept, according to Rabbi Bachana or Rabbi Yochanan, of lav hanitik la'asay ein loiken olav, is that the assay is wholly defined as something which is in other words, that the assay is wholly defined as that which is a response to the lav. It's a substitute for the oinish because it comes to fix the lav. In such a case, we say that the assay is given this koyach, that it takes away the malchus and it substitutes for the malchus as the response to the lav. However, in a case like this one, like Rabbi Bechana Amar of Yechanan's, the assay exists independently of the lav, the assay doesn't have that role. It wasn't given to be onshei shalav v'tikunoi because it exists by itself. So there the lav has the usual response to it, which is the malchus. Now, Tosfos over here, on bottom of Yud Aleph Beis, is mavur that in the Havamina of Tosfos, he thought that lav shekodme asay in loikon olav is a question of kodme asay in the way that it's written in the Torah, so that the asay is written in the Torah earlier than the lav. And in such a case, we would say that the assay is independent of the lav, it's written earlier, and that's why you're not no malchus, which is why Tosfos asked the Kasha, that according to that, why don't you say that the lav of Gezela has this quality, that it's called me'assay, because you know the assay of Gezela, which is written in the Torah, Parshas of Vayikra, Vaheshev es HaGzela, is written earlier in the Torah than the lav. The lav is written later on in Parshas Kedoshim, like Sigzoel. Why don't you say the assay is kodmoy to the lav, and therefore the lav of Gezela should not be fixed with the assay? Rather, I should say that the lav of Gezela has malchus on it, which we know is not the din. The Tosfos answers the kasha by being mechadesh, apparently the same thing that we find that Rashi says here, which is that the question of kodmoy assay is not a question of being written earlier in the Torah. Tosfos says lav dafka kodmoy. It's lav dafka, that expression of kodmoy. We don't look at where it is in the Torah. Rather, says Tosfos, the issue here is that it's shayach ha'asei koydim sha'over halav, which would appear to be the same as Rashi, that the assay is conceptually able to exist without the lav, and therefore the assay is not wholly defined as a masakin of the lav, and that's why the lav is not fixed with the assay, so you get malchus on it. Begzela, however, where we don't have that, because Veheshev et Gzela is not something which could exist independently of the violation of Gzela. Veheshev et Gzela is wholly defined as a response to the lav of Leisigzel, therefore it is a fixer of the Leisigzel, and there's no malchus on Leisigzel. The Tosfos seems to be ending up the same as Rashi. However, the Sefer Ginath Rodim, from the Mechaber of the Prima Godim, in the Ginath Rodim Klal Chof Gimel, he writes that he believes that if you look carefully at the Rashi, you could see that Rashi and Tosfos are not, in fact, identical to one another. Because whereas it's mavur taka in the Tosfos, like we just said, that the lashon of kodmoy asay is lav dafka, which is Tosfos' actual word, lav dafka, and we don't look at all at where it's written in the Torah in the writing of the Torah. Rather, we look solely at whether you could have this asay conceptually exist without the love. That's the Tosis. And Rashi, however, says again, as Rodim, it's mashma a little different. Because Rashi says, the Lashon of Rashi, Avol asay, shekodom lilav, ve, that's the Vav, ve atayocho lakayim koidim. So that according to Rashi, it would appear that there's two different qualities that come together in our determination of whether it's called kodme asay. Rashi speaks of two things. Asay shekodom lilav, ve, it says again as Rodim, it's Masha in Rashi, that Rashi held that the only way I would have this special din of Kodme Asay, which doesn't take away the Malkus, is only if I have a tziruf, a combination of two qualities. One is that it's written in the Torah earlier, and in addition to being written in the Torah earlier, would also have to be able to conceptually exist without the Lois Asay. And when I have the two of these two coming together, they combine together to give it the weakness of Kodme Asay, which doesn't take away the Malkus. That's what Rashi says again, it's Rodim, Aval Asay She Kodom Lalav, which is the first point of the Rashi he understands to be the fact that Asay is written in the Torah earlier, before the Lav, Kodme Lalav, and Veh, and additionally, in addition to that, also Veh, Atayoch Lekayim Ekoidim, it could conceptually exist, the Asay earlier, that Asay could exist without the Lav. If I have both Chesroinos, according to Rashi, then we say that it's not a menatic of the Lav. So the Gideon Rodim holds that Rashi and Tosis don't agree, because according to Tosis, the Asay Shekodmoy Asay is Lav Dafka, and we don't look at all at how it's written in the Torah. According to Rashi, we do look at how it's written in the Torah, and the only time when it has the weakness of Kodmoy Asay is only when it has combined both weaknesses. The Asay is written in the Torah earlier, it's not written as a response to the Lav, and also, additionally, that it has the conceptual quality of the Asay being able to exist without the Lav. The Sefer Birkas Avraham over here explains what the tzedodim, the possible ideas behind this machlokes could be. The Birkas Avraham says, if you look carefully in the Rashi here on the bottom of the Omid Beis, and we just said it over really, the Rashi is mavur that the concept here of Kodme Asay is that it takes away, we don't have what the usual yesoid is behind the din of lava nitikla asay in loikan alov. The usual yesoid, as explained by Rashi, is that the asay was given for the sole express purpose of being the response to the love. It's there expressly to fix the love, and therefore we don't have the other response that we generally have, which is the malchus, the oynish. Says the Birkas Avraham, we have a couple of possible indicators in the Torah itself, which might help me determine whether the asay was given to be a mesake and a fixer of the love. On the one hand, we have the determinant based upon how it's written in the Torah, where and how it's written. If the assay is written after the lav, that itself could be an indicator that tells me that the assay was specially given to fix up that lav. The assay is written before the lav, you don't have that indicator, and you don't have that determinant that tells me that assay must have been given as a fixer of the lav. If you don't have, it wasn't written right after the lav, it was written before. Another possible determinant would be the question of whether this assay can only exist when the lav was done, or could exist independently. Because if the assay could only exist when the lav was done, that's another indicator that the assay is given for the specific express purpose of being a mesake, a fixer of the lav. If it could exist independently, I don't have that indicator that the assay was given as a mesake, because we see the assay has its own role to play, sometimes independent of the lav. It says that because of Rom, this is where we could have, according to the Guinness Rodin's reading, that Rashi would have held that the only time when I have the weakness of Kodmei Asay, where I say that the Asay doesn't fix the love and doesn't take away the Malkus, the only time I would have that, according to the Guinness Rodin's Pshat and Rashi, would be when I lack both determinants. I lack both elements that are pointers that tell me that the Asay is a fixer of the love. We don't have the Asay following the love, coming after the love, which that would be one determinant that tells me that the Asay was given as a fixer of the love. In addition to lacking that determinant, we also lack the other determinant, which is to say I don't have the special quality of the Asay that it could only exist conceptually as a fixer of the love. This Asay could exist without the love. If I lack both determinants that tell me that the Asay was given as a Masakan of the love, that's where Rashi holds. With the combination of lacking both determinants, that's where I say that it's called Kodme Asay, and it lacks that ability to fix that lav and to take away the Malkus. Tosis, on the other hand, held, I ignore placement of the Torah, I don't look at that at all, I only look at the conceptual mahus of this Asay. Is this Asay something which can only exist as a fixer of the lav? And that's its role. It fixes the lav, takes away the Malkus. If this Asay could exist without it, and then I say, according to Tosis, then that the essay is not given as a masakin of the lav, as a role of its own, it's an essay of its own, and therefore the lav has the usual response to lavin, which is the malchus. In the Ritva over here, we find Be'emes a third day, a third opinion in this. The Ritva begins by understanding, based on the way he reads the Rashi, that Kodmei Asei with something which we ignore placement of the Torah, but rather we only look at whether the Asei could exist conceptually independent of the Lav. He doesn't make the Ginnas Rotem's Diyuk in Rashi, and he starts by making that assumption, the Ritva, that we just look at whether the Asei could exist independent of the Lav. Based on that, the Ritva actually asks the Kasha that you see the Gemara right away on Tesvav and Beralef brings the case of Shiluach Tmeim from the Mikdash, where you have a person who became Tomei in the Mikdash, the violation of the Lav. Rather, he's Bolam Mikdash Tomei, so he enters the Mikdash when he's Tomei and he's over the Lois Hasei. And this person has a mitzvah of Vishalchum and Hamach, and he has to leave the Mikdash. And the Gemara understands that this Bola Mikdash Tomei is a person who gets Malkus, despite the fact that L'choira, there is an assay that responds to that, which is to leave the Mikdash, Vishalchum and Hamachnes. So why do you get the Malkus? The Gemara says that that's an example of this din of Lav Shekodmoi Assay, which is Loik and Olav. Frekter Ritva, why is it called Kodmoi Assay? Why don't we say that the assay always responds to the Lav? Bola Mikdash Tomei is the Lav, entering the Mikdash Betumah. The response is the assay, Vishalchum and Hamachnes, to leave the Mikdash. So if we look at the conceptual approach, we ought to have said that a regular novel of Anitik La'asei. It's also L'chor is a raya from the Gemara that you look at placement of the Torah, because the fact is that Vishalcha and Hamachne is written in the Torah right before the Pasuk of V'lo Yatamu Es Machneihem. So if you look at placement of the Torah, I understand why the Shiluach Tanayim is called a Lav Shekodmei Asei. What about if I look at the conceptual approach, L'chor should be Nitik La'asei, that's Ritva's Kasha. And for the Ritva, so in the Ritva's Maskona, in the end, he actually comes up with what perhaps is the Pashto, which is that this assay is not wholly defined as a response to the Lav, because a person could have become Tomei when he's already in the Azor, already in the Mikdash, where over there was no violation of the Lav, and yet he has the assay, he has to immediately leave. The assay could exist conceptually as something which is independent of the Lav. That's really the Pashtus, that's how the Dvor comes out in the end. However, before he says this, the Dvor does say a different approach. The Dvor says that via Shloimar, the Kol Shekodmoi Beksiva Suloi Bo'in. In other words, the Ritva approach is that there's actually either one of two independent weaknesses, which either one of them would give it the weakness of Kodmoi Asei. Either Kodmoi Beksiva, which is that the Asei is written in the Torah before the Lav, which is the case here by Shiluach Tmeim, the Asei is written first, Vishalcha Anamachne, and only after that you have the Lois Asei of Eloyotam Wasmachaneim, or independent of that, if I have the other weakness, that the Asei could exist conceptually of the Lav, either way, I would say that it has the weakness of Kodmei Asei. According to Ritva, the only time when I say that it has the koyach of Lav HaNitik La'asei, which is not loiken, is only when it lacks either of these weaknesses. It's a lack both weaknesses. One is that it has to be something which is the assay isn't written earlier in the Torah, and two, that the assay isn't something which could exist independently. And when I have both together, doesn't have this weakness, doesn't have that weakness, that's when I say it's a Lav HaNitik La'asei. Perhaps the Orach Haner asks on the Ritva's Shita, as if that's the case, like the Ritva says, so what are you going to do with Tosis's Kashim from Gezela? Now Tosis says, how do we know that by Gezela you don't get any Malkus on the Lois HaSei of Leisigzo, because you have the Nitik La'asei of the Heshev as Gezela. In fact, Tosis, L'chaira, we have the Kodmei HaSei of the writing in the Torah. They say of Heshev as Gezela is written in the Torah earlier in Parshas Vayikra. It comes before the Lois essay of Lois Sigzo, which is in Kedoshim. So why don't you say it's called Kodmei essay, and therefore wouldn't have the ability of the essay having be able to take away the Malkus? And Tosis asks that Kasha, and he answers, I ignore placement of the Torah, I just look at conceptually if the essay is just a response to the Lav, which it is, by the Heshev HaZegzela. According to Ritva, we have this special Shita of the Ritva, that if the essay is written in the Torah earlier, before the Lav, it anyway won't be able to menatik the Lav. So the Heshev HaZegzela is written in the Torah earlier, before Lo Yisigzo, why is the Heshev HaZegzela menatik the Lav? That's the Orach Lanayr's Kasha, and the Orach Lanayr says on this an interesting Teretz. The Orach Lanayr says that in the Psachim Daf Vav, the Gemara where it speaks of the Droshois, with the Yugum Amidus, the Teres Dat, and the Zreshes Bohem, we have Pratu Klal, and we have Klalu Prat. The Prat is followed by the Klal, is one methodology of Drosha. Klalu Prat the prat after the klal, different methodology of Joshua. The Gemara says that if it's stay parshiyos, which is to say two independent parshiyos, one is a prat, one is a klal, then I'm not able to use these methodologies because by shnei parshiyos we apply the rule of ein muktam u'uchar b'toyra. There's no specific chronology in the way the Torah is written, muktam u'uchar, and then can't determine, it can't know with a certainty which is the earlier, which is the later, if it's two different parashiyos. So you can't have klal prat, you can't have prat klal. It's indeterminate which is first and which is second. Only if it's parasha achas, a specific within one parasha, where there I say yesh muktam u'uchar b'Torah, so there I know I can have determination that the prat is before the klal before the prat, and I darshan with these midos of the Torah dreshes b'hem. And likewise, says the Ginnath Rodin, that we can say the same thing over here in the Dasar. Says the Aruch Lener, says the same thing here in the Das HaRitva. He says that even though the Ritva is telling us that any time the Asay is before the Lav, I automatically say that it's Kodme Asay, and you don't have the quality of Imanatik, the Lav, the taking away the Malkus from the Lav. That's only, says the Aruch Lener, if they're written by Parsha Achas, where there is the clarity that the Asay is in fact precedes the Lav. Masha'in Kain is the case at hand by Gezela, where the Asay is earlier, much earlier on in Parsha Vayikra, and the Lois Asay is much earlier on in Parsha Kedoshim. Over there it's Tishtei Parshias. Over there I apply the rule of the Gemara and Psachim that I can't determine that the Asay is in fact before the Lav. I can't determine the Seder, because the Ein muktam u'uchar b'Torah. So that's why the Ritva held in a case like that, that's not called a seisha kodme l'lav. Meila, therefore, we don't have this quality of kodme l'lav taking away the malchus. Of kodme l'lav not being able to take away malchus and not having the usual rule of nitiklas, say, ein loikin olav. I just wanted to mention that the Loshon of the Aruch Lener is a very curious Loshon when he says the Teretz. He says that if I have Shtei Parashios, I end up with a Safek. It's a Safek, which is before, which is later. Ein Mokdom Mocha B'Torah. I said, I don't know which is the earlier, which is the later. And he says, therefore, that the Ritva understood, for example, that Gezela is going to be a Safek Nitikla Asay, because I don't know, maybe Asay, in fact, maybe come after the Lav, and maybe so-called written after the Lav in terms of the writing of the Torah, even though the way we have the Seder of the Torah, the way it's given to us, the Yikris before Kedoshim, nonetheless, it may be in Mokdom Mocha B'Torah, maybe the Asay is after. It's a Safek Nitikla Lav, there's no Malkus. There, I would say, is Pashto. It's a very shver nekudu at the Aruch Lener Lakes too over there. He's calling, he's coming out according to him that this Eishav HaZakzeil is a Safek Menatik of the Lav of Leisigzel, and every Leisigzel according to him is going to have a Safek Chi of Malkus. But although technically perhaps that could be, I end up potter because I'm a Safek if I'm Chai of the Malkus. And the truth is, with Pashtus you don't find such a thing really. And with Pshutoi perhaps it would be more precise to say on this in the Das HaRitva, that if the Asay is written with a chlorkite, with a clarity in the Torah before the Lav, and that itself is an indicator that the Torah gave us that the Asay is not a Masakin, it's not a fixer of the Lav. That would be if there is a clarity in it. However, in a case in which it's the parashios, the way the Aruch Lener learns, and you don't have that clarity, the Asay doesn't in fact precede the Lav, because I don't see the Seder, which is the Seder, whether the Asay is in fact, Parshas Kedoshim is in fact conceptually earlier than the Lav. So therefore, I lack that quality. I don't have the Torah's specially demonstrating to me that this essay is not intended as a fixer of the Lav. And I said, I just go by the conceptual approach, whether the essay could exist independent of the Lav or can't exist independent, which would tell me that in this case, the essay of the Heshiv, which is not independent of the Lav, is something which fixes the Lav. Now, rather than saying that it's a suffix, which is earlier and which is later, and therefore it's a suffix whether the Heshiv is as exalus nitikla say, perhaps it would be precise, more precise to say that where we have the rule of Ein Muktam B'Chad T'muchad B'Torah, because they're two different parashiyos, so I don't utilize that element of determination. I don't look at which is earlier in the writing of the Torah, which is later. I look solely at the other quality of whether the Hasei could exist independent of the Lav, which Veheshev Zegzeila doesn't, can't exist independent of the Lav. I look at that determinant and I say, therefore, that the Hasei Veheshev Zegzeila is Menatek, the Lav of Leisigzeil. Now, as we go through this Omud Gemara, Tezvavim Bad Aleph, it's Mavur, that not everyone in the Gemara agrees to this din of Rabbi Chaim Rav Yochanan, that Kodmai Asay would be like an Olav. We have, for example, in the top of the Omud, it's Mavur, that he tried to be Choyzer boy. There's a Shaila here in the Ritva, who tried to be Choyzer boy to back down from this? Either Rabbi Yochanan himself attempted to back down, denied that he had said it, and he held that Kodmai Asay is just an example of Nitikla Asay, it takes away the Malkus, even if the essay is before the Lav. Or, at the other side of the Ritva, the Rabbi Bachana, who quoted Rabbi Yochanan, later attempted to deny it, because Rabbi Bachana himself didn't agree with this din, and he held that even by Kodmei Asay, we give it a din of Nitikla Asay, and it's not Leiken. That's on top of the Omud. And later on the bottom of the Omud, the Gemara is actually before that Rav Papa suggested to not go with this approach of Kodmei Asei Loikin Alov. Rav Papa Taini to Rava, regardless of whether the Asei is Kodmei to the Lav or after the Lav, either way we should say, V'holoi Domi Lav, the Lav de Chasima. Rav Papa made basic Taina on this din, regardless of whether the essay is before the lav, after the lav, the fact is not doimed to the lav of the chasim, because we know that the lav of the sachsim shir b'disho, which is not to muzzle one ox during the threshing, is the paradigm lav, which is the kaveya according to Chazal, for which lois essays get malchus and which don't. That's because lois sachsim shir b'disho is written in the Torah in the context of malchus, and therefore it's the paradigmatic case which tells me anything which is doimah to lav de chasima, those are the lois essays that get malchus. That which is not comparable to lav de chasima, we always say, it doesn't get malchus. Well, if Papa tainted that lois sachsim doesn't have any response to it in an essay in any form, and that's the kind of lav that you get malchus on. If there is a response in the form of an essay, regardless of whether the essay is kodmah lav or not, that in any event we ought to say that it's part of a malchus, it's not demet alay sachsim. Rava, however, responded to Rav Papa, he didn't like that. Rava tainted that just because of an assay yaseiro, the Torah has an extra assay, it wrote a special assay, migra gora, that takes away. It takes away from the severity of the lav in some manner just because an assay is written in connection with it. So what? So there's an assay as well. It should not take away from the severity of the lav and therefore the udri malchus. I called my essay. The Gemara says that we tie it back on Rava. If that's the case, then you ought to undermine the entire din of Lav Shenitikla Esser. Even an essay case with the essay is 100% a response to the Lav, and it's Nitikla Esser, whether we our rule is that ain't like in all of. Why don't you say that in your taina as well, over there too, that just because an essay is Seirah, it shouldn't be Migragora. So we always ought to say that even with the case with it is an essay, even if the essay is wholly a response to the Lav, we should still say the Lav is still very Chomer and it gets Malchus anyway. So on that, the Gemara answers, Amalei, Ahulin Atuki Lav Udiyasa. Over there, the sole function of the essay is there for the express purpose of being menatik the lav, of taking away the lav. And therefore, that's where I say my special din, a lav anitik la'asay, indicates to me that the Torah itself was keveya, a separate response, an independent response to this lav, not the usual response of malchus, the oinish, but rather the response of the besakein, the fixer of the essay. The Stifler argues in the Kilis Yankiv, and this is something which we really find much earlier in the Pnei Yeshua, that he says it as well, just Mekitzer, the Stifler speaks it at Barachova, that they say that what we have here in this Shakla Vatari, this give and take between Rav Papa and Rava, is two different, distinct approaches in understanding why it is, what is this idea, that by Lava Nitik La'asei Ein Loikin Olav. Rav Papa's understanding was that Lava Nitik La'asei Ein Loikin Olav, because it's not doimah to the lav de chasima, and therefore we do not have the din ha-Torah that is malchus gegeben on this lav. Malchus is given to lavs that are similar to lav de chasima. The lav anitik la'asei is not similar to the lois asei of chasima, of leisachsim shebedishoi, therefore there wasn't given any malchus on this lois asei. That was the understanding of Rav Papa, and based on that, Rav Papa takatayinid, that if I look at it that way, there ought not to be a distinction between the asayas kodmoi before the lav, or not kodmoi before the lav. In any event, they have the same quality in all cases. It's not doimah to lav of leisach and shebedishoi, it doesn't have any asay in connection with it. However, Rav Papa, Rava understood, it's not a question of not being doimah to lav de chasima, and therefore not having any koyach to be machayev of malchus, but rather, nitikla asay is a question of the Torah itself identifying special, that there is a special response to this love, that's the response of the assay, which takes away the usual response, the response of the onish of malchus. And that he says, I have to look at, in Beikoya Chasmora really, when I would say this thing, that the assay is a special response to the love, which is monotic, and therefore takes away the usual response of malchus. I say, well, if it's assay is specially dedicated to the love, and that's the sole function of the assay, then it's logical in my eyes that the assay was gegeben special as a masakin to the love and takes away the usual response to the love of malchus. The assay could exist independent of the lav, then I don't see this machriach. There's something that's forcing me to say that this lav has a special response to it, which is the assay, because the assay could exist independent, it's an independent thing. And then I go with my usual response of malchus. Dehainu, to boil it down, according to Rav Papa, this lois assay lacks the usual koyach of a lois assay to be mechayev of malchus. This lois assay is not a mechayev of malchus, because it's not doimit to lav of lois sachsim. If it's not doimit to lois sachsim, it's not a mechayev of malchus. That's according to Rav Papa. According to Rava, this lav would be the same as any ordinary, any lav. It's the same. All lav on a mechayev malchus, and so is this lav as well. However, since the Torah specially identified a mesakein of this lav, something comes along to fix the lav, and that's the assay. If it's a dedicated assay dedicated to the lav, then it's a given as a mesakein of the lav. So then itself replaces the usual response to lavs, which is oinish malchus, because over here I have a special response of the assay that's given to mesakein it. There's an interesting vort here in the Imre Ben Yomin, who tied is that based on this understanding of the machloikas of Papa and Rava, we could answer Tosis's kasha and the Ramaskal Tanin. He brings from Bissol Salant to Zuchan of Rocha like that, who uses this machloikas of Papa and Rava to answer Tosis's kasha. Tosis and the Ramaskal Tanin, on the top of the Omud here, and Tezvov and Aleph, discusses the idea in the Gemara that the Gemara brings that Baal HaMikdash Tomei is a lois assay, and yet you find that if a person enters the Mikdash Betuma, even though he has an assay that comes after that, to be shalchum and amachna, he has to leave. Nonetheless, the halacha is that you liken. The Gemara brings a raya from there to this concept of kodmai assay, since it's kodmai assay, as we spoke before, so therefore it doesn't take away the malchus. Tosis says that l'chayra, in any event, there's no raya from there, because l'chayra shiluach tmeim ought to be the kind of lois assay which doesn't lose its malchus anyway, based on nitikla esa, based upon the rule in the Gemara in Tmura. The Gemara says in Tmura that one assay can't come and be oiker tre lavin, and a single assay can't be oiker two lavin, can't be menatek two lavin. And since Tosis Tain is there are two lavin of Shiluach Tmein, one of them is, like we said, Veloyatamu es Machanehem, and also there's another lav elsewhere in the Torah, Veloyatamu es Mikdoshai. So I have two lavin for Tosis, and therefore it would be obvious anyhow, based on the Sugya and Tmura, that one assay can't be menatek them, and therefore the Chayr, there's clearly Malkos over here. Why is the Gemara using this Malkos as a raya to the concept of Kodmei assay, Loikan Olav? And anyhow, it's an essay against two lav. And that's Tosis's kasha. Tosis Grada answers his kasha by saying that this two lavin over here by Shiluach Tmeim don't have the kayach of the two lavin and Tmura, because the two lavin and Tmura only when they're smuch and hadodi, and therefore they reinforce one another. They're written adjacent, juxtaposed to one another in the Torah. That's where they reinforce one another, and they're powerful and not nitak through the lav, through the assay. Over here, these lois assay are written in different places in the Torah, and therefore they don't reinforce one another. That's Tosis's teretz. However, the Imre Ben Yomin brings down B'Shem Yisrael Salanter that based on what we spoke before, and there's these two conceptual understandings of Papa and of Rava, we can answer Tosis Kasha differently. The Tanya is as follows, that you look at this Gemara, the Gemara is trying to determine, based upon examining this lav of Boel HaMikdash Tomei, examining whether the Memra of Rabbi Bechana of Yechanan, that Kodmei Asei Loikan Olav, is right or it's wrong. We're trying to show that it's right and it's not wrong, and that's the reason why by Boel HaMikdash Tomei, the halacha is that you Loikan. Now, Zokter, imagine for a moment that Rabbi Bechana of Yechanan is wrong, and even Kodmei Asei has the din of a lav nitikla Asei and takes away the Malkus. If he's wrong, what will be the idea behind lav nitikla Asei taking away the Malkus? Well, that the Gemara tells us in the bottom of the Omer for Rav Papa that if Rav Chaim V'Yochanan is wrong and we don't look at Kodmei Asei or not Kodmei Asei, then the concept is I just look at whether it's Doime to Lav de Chasima. It's just the fact that the Lois Asei has an Asei which is connected to it, regardless how it's connected, it could be Kodmei Asei, whatever it is, the fact that there's an Asei connected to this Lois Asei makes the Lois Asei not similar to the Lav of Leisachsayim, and therefore there would be no Malkus on it. And that's sort of Papa's understanding. That's how it would say if the rule of Kodmei Asei is wrong. If the rule of Kodmei Asei is right, however, the Gemara says, that then I look at the Svora, I look at the assay being given as something with a special role of being the response to the lav, of being the masakin of the lav. The assay has that role, then it takes away the other response of malchus. And I say, well, if it's kodmei assay, the assay doesn't have the special role, so it doesn't take away the malchus. The Meila said to Bissol Salanter, the rule of this sugya in Masechta Tmura that says, quotes, that two lavin are stronger than one lavin, two lavin don't become nitik to the assay and don't lose their malchus. And that rule only makes sense, lefi, what the Gemara of Tainas in response to Rav Papa, Rava's response, that the din of nitik la'esa is based upon the assay being given a special role and a special kach to menatik the lav and fix the lav, and thereby take away the malchus. So there the Gemara says in Tmura that the assay can only have that koyach if the assay is coming to respond to one lav. A seder is banis a two lav, and the two laven are very strong, and the seder doesn't get a special role of being able to masaken the lav and take away the malchus. So that's the sugin tmura. If, however, I hold a graf papa tainted over here, that the din of nitikla asay is not based upon the asay having a special role and a special kayach, but rather it's really the din of the lois asay being not being doimet to the lav dechsima, and therefore the lois asay not being one of those laven that have malchus in the first place, because it's not doimet to lois asay. If you look at it that way, said Rabbi Sol Salanta, then it makes no sense to say what the Gemara says in Tmura, that where there are two laven, the two are stronger than one, and therefore the two laven don't get fixed through the asay. No, if according to Rav Papa, I ought to say that each of those two lavin is something which is not demet to lav dechsima and doesn't serve as a mechayev of malchus in the first place. What's the difference between two lavin and one if you look at it like Rav Papa? In any event, these lavin, no matter how many there are, one lav, two lavs, either way, they're not demet to the lav of dechsima because they have an asay connected with them. Therefore, they don't have a koyach to have a loisa, to have a malchus in the first place. There should be no difference between two lavin and one. And Meila said to be so salante that El Gomor on top of the Yomud, which is coming to determine whether the rule about Kodmei Asay is wrong or right. And if this rule about Kodmei Asay is wrong, if all Asays in connection to Lavin all have this din of Nitikla Asay in Loikin, regardless of whether it's Kodmei or not, if it's wrong, that means I'm going with Rav Papa's idea that it's not a question of the Asay fixing the Lav, but it's simply a question of the Lois Asay, which has an Asay connected to it, that Lois Asay not being the kind that's a Machayev of Malkus. Well, if I look at it that way, like Rav Papa said of Rav Yisrael Salante, then it's not going to be any difference whether there's two lavin reinforcing one another or only one lav. We won't have the Gemara in Tumura's rule, because in any event, the lois assays innately lack the ability to mechayev malchus, because they're not demet to lav dechsima. And Meir, the Gemara said over here very well, that the fact that we have this din, that by shiluach t'man, that you all loikin all love, it's going to show me that the rule of kodmei assay, loikin, is right and not wrong. Because if I would have said that the rule is wrong, I would have to go with Rav Papa's understanding. I would have to say that lois assays that are connected to assays in any manner innately lack the koyach of mechayev of malchus. And if they innately lack the mechayev of malchus, it won't make any difference whether there's two lois assays or one, like we spoke. The male, it has to be that the rule of kodmei assay is right, is correct. And then I look at the koyach of the assay to menatek the lav, and I say, well, the assay is kodmoy, it's not a menatek of the lav, and only after I've established that Rav Chana's rule is correct, and that this idea, this concept of looking at lav nitek assay is right, only after that, then am I able to say also what the Gemara says in Tmura, that where there are two lois assays which are stronger than one, they can't be fixed by means of the assay. The Gemara brings the din of oines shagireish, which is to say, if a person was ma'anes, a na'ar of besula, and the halacha is he's mechuyev to marry her, and lo yuchal shalcha kol yomav, he's not allowed to divorce her at any time. What if it oines shagireish, the Gemara brings a brisa, that the ma'anes was megarish, this girl that he had to marry. So the din is, if he is spoil, he's machziv eni loike, he takes her back, and that fixes the lav, and there's no malchus on that. If he's a kohen, he's not able to take her back, because he's also in a grusha, then the din is loike ve'ene machziv. He gets malchus, and he doesn't take her back. Tosfos brings down the question, why don't I say, asay doicha loisa asay, that the asay that he has to marry her, v'loisia le'isha, ought to be doicha, the loisa asay of a grusha being also to a kohen. The Tosfos answers that the asay of loisia le'isha, that's an asay she'en yoshava b'koil, dohoi omra le'be'ina lekala asay klal. This is based on the concept that Gemara speaks of in Ksubis, that if the girl would say that she doesn't want, not interested in him, there will be no assay. So in Mela, she's not governed by that assay, because she do whatever she could determine, she could decide whether she wants him. He is governed by the assay, because he's stuck, and he has to marry her, but she's not stuck. The Bach over here is Magia, the Girsa in Tosfos, our Girsa has a Va'asei Sheneshova Bakoil, but the Bach is Girsa De'asei Sheneshova Bakoil, and based upon the Bach's Girsa in Tosfos, it's clear that this is the Tosfos' question. Tosfos is coming to answer, you should not say Asei Dechalois Asei, because it's an Asei which is lacking, it's weaker, it's an Asei Sheneshova Bakoil, and what Tosfos is saying apparently is that the Asei governs only the man, not the woman, that makes it not Sheneshova Bakoil, and it makes the Asei weaker. The Ibn Binyamin over here asks Akasha, why did Tosfos have to come on to a special new rule that the assay of Loisia Le'isha is weaker because it's not Shavu B'Koil, even if there wouldn't be such a new rule and even if it wouldn't be weak? L'chayra, there would be no way to say assay de Chalois assay over here to allow the Kohen with this Grusha young woman to be able to be married, because the assay de Chalois assay only works for him and doesn't work for her because she doesn't have an assay. In other words, forget about whether the assay is weak or not. The fact that it's Enisho Bakoil is an indicator that it's weak. If it's weak, well, then his assay can't be Deuchat Lav either, because it's a weak assay. But even if I wouldn't have a rule that it's a weak assay, L'chayra, I need him to have the assay Deuchat Lav assay, and I have to have her have the assay Deuchat Lav assay as well. Because we know that the Issa of Grusha L'chayin is an Issa not only on the man, but also on the woman. The Gemara says it's clearly in Yivamis, the Gemara Darshan says as a Drosha, that called the Ihu Mozer Ihu Mezheres Nami, in other words, that whenever I have the Issuri Kahuna, the Issa goes not just on the man, but also on the woman. She is also as well, she has the Lav assay as well. A Grusha is also to marry a Kohen, the same as the Kohen also married a Grusha. If that's the case, he's got an assay to be Deuchat Lois assay, but she doesn't. She doesn't have this assay because she's not governed by the assay. So even if it would not have the weakness of assay, she didn't show but Kohen, frek to him and Binyamin, it'd be impossible to use assay Deuchat Lois assay here to imati this marriage of Kohen to Grusha because she doesn't have the assay to be Deuchat Lav. That's his kasha. And there, the Eben Binyamin comes up with the Yesod, which he says this Yesod is actually found in one of the Achroinim in the Sefer Chedushim Marashdam. This is one of the Achroinim, it's not the Kadmoy in the Marashdam. It was a save in the Achrin that the Sefer Chedushim Marashdam tain as a Yesod. That we could say that the din of called the Ihum was or Ihum was Heres Nami that the Gemara speaks of in Yevamos, which is to say that any time I have an Isser of a Kohen and a Grusha, a Kohen and a Zayin, whatever the Isuri Kohuna are, the Isuri Ishus of Kohuna, that we say that the same way that the man, the Kohen, has the Loisa say, so too the woman marrying the Kohen has the Loisa say as well. That rule is based upon the Tainas, the Imam Yomani brings like this, is based upon the notion that once the Ish, the Kohen is Mitzvah, the Mela, the lady is Mitzvah as well. But I have to first look at whether the man is Mitzvah. If the man has a heter for whatever reason, then she doesn't have the Isser either. Because her Isser is Neveya, it stems from his Isser. You have to first determine he's Osir, and then you have there, from there, Nemtzuch, it stems from there, that not just he's Muzer, but he was Heres Nami. And Mela, in a case at hand, it places Havman over here, where I would have said that he's not Muzer, because Als Koyhein Legrusha, he has a heter, because he has Asay de Chalois Asay, and his Asay of Leisil Ish could be Deuchel Lava Grusha, and places Havman. And Mela, once the man has a heter, she doesn't have the Isser either, because her Isser stems from his Isser. If he has a heter, she doesn't have the Isser either, and Mela, therefore, Taisus was richtig in asking in his question that once he has a Koyach HaSei to be Deuchat Alois HaSei, it ought to be Mutter for both parties, and that was why Taisus asked the Kashem that his assay of Kohen should be Deuchat Grusha, the ones from his standpoint is no Isser, and Mela, from her standpoint, it wouldn't be an Isser either. The truth is, I wanted to mention that the Pashtus, this understanding of that sugya in Yevamos, is actually a big machlokes v'shainim at the end of Masech Nedorim. At the end of the Dorim, the Mishnah at the very end of the Dorim says that a lady who says to her husband, Tameya ani l'cho, I am tamei to you, is not believed. Because v'choyshesh, shema ineho nosna ba'acher, that perhaps she's not telling the truth, and she's mutter to him, and she's saying Tmeya ani l'cho because she wants to get rid of him, she wants him to divorce her so she can marry somebody else, but she's not believed. The Gemara is masik over there in the sugya in the dorm that the Tmeya ani l'cho case is that the lady is an eshes kohen, and she's saying that she was nansa and she became a zoyna or whatever it is that she was nansa, and she's a surah l'baylo. So that's the case. She's on Tmeya l'cho because she's an eshes kohen, she's a surah l'baylo, and we would think that maybe she's believed, and we say no, she's not believed because Eshema Ineha Nosna Ba'acher. The Rishonim over there will ask the Kasha that L'choiro, how could you say she's not believed because maybe Ineha Nosna Ba'acher? That works Klapi the husband. He doesn't have to believe her. But Klapi herself, she should be Asura because of the din of Shavya Anafsha Chaticha Di Isura, the rule that once a person, anytime a person states that they're Asura in something, they're able to place their own din upon themselves. It's a Koyach of Shavya Anafshe. And therefore, once she says that she's Asura to him, she should be intrinsically Asura to him and she should have no Heta whatsoever. Tatasha Mita going forward. So how is it Negev? That's the Rishonim's Kasha, the fact that the husband doesn't have to believe her. Over there, the Rashba brings down in the name of Rabbeinu Eliezer that this rule that by Yisurei Kohona he's Aser to her and she's also Aser to him, called the Ihu Mozer Ihu Mezheres Nami. The pshat in that rule, the Rashi brings from Rabbeinu Eliezer, is that his Iser is Mekoyach, the fact that he's Aser is Neveya from there as well, that she's Aser too. But in any case in which he has a heter and he's not Aser, Sheyameila ends up not being Aser either. So Rabbeinu Eliezer said on that since he doesn't have to believe her, because maybe Enel Nosna Ba'acher, he doesn't have an Iser on himself to live with her, Memela, I don't have this that it's going to stem from there that she's Aser in him as well, and because once he's Aser, she doesn't have, once he's Mutter, she doesn't have the Iser either. That's the Rashbo's teretz from Minhag Yetzer. L'maaseh, Tosfos over there on the side of the page in the Dorim says that such a type of a teretz could never work, because we have the sugya in Yevamos called the Iyum Mozer Iyum Mozeres Nami, and we have to look independently, says Tosfos, on his issa to her and on her issa to him. Meila, we still have the kasha. Why don't you say Shav Nachatichad Yisura? Even though he doesn't have an issa to her, she ought to have the issa to him, because Zoyna L'Koyhein, a lady who's also to a Kohen, has her Isser on him, independent of his Isser to her. So I once heard years ago, many years ago, from David Rosenbaum, who today is a Ram in the Neisul Yeshiva, he said, you see Beferish over here, in this Machloik is Tais and the Rashba, these two Tzedodim in the din of called Iyum Mozer, Iyum Mozer Esnami. Tosfos understood that Iyum Mozer, Iyum Mozer Esnami means that the lady who is in Asura L'Kohuna has a totally independent Isser on herself, independent on his Isser, klapi her. I mean, that's what Tosfos learned, that even though he's not Mechuyev to believe her and he has no Isser to live with her, Afal Pikein, she has a din of Shavya Nafsha, and L'Kohuna she should be also to him, and that was Tosfos understood that there's going to be a question on the Gemara there, on the Mishnah there. Masha'en Kein, the Rashbo understood that her Isser stems from his, it's Neveah from his. And that's what the Gemara means by called the Ihum Mozer, Ihum Mozer Esnami, that if he's also, she's also too. It means if he's also a poyel, then she's also too. And if he has any hetta for any reason whatsoever, she won't be also. And maybe that's why the Rashi brings from Benilu Yeser that the teretz does work. That since over here in the case in the Dorim, he's not mechuyev to believe her, and therefore he's allowed to live with her. And Mela, you don't have her Issa, which by definition stems from his. In this case, he's not also. And Mela, she's not also either. And Mela, she doesn't have the Din Shavi Anafshe, which should also her to him. So you see that this is actually a machloikas rishayin and mamash in this exact yesoid that the Ibn Yomar over here speaks of as meyaches to the Tosfos. The Gemara over here comes out that by this case of Oines Shagiresh, the poor person was Ma'anes, the Nara Basula, and then he divorced her. That the halacha is that if he's Yisrael, he's Machzir Ve'en Eloike, he takes her back, he has the assay, he's Mechuyev to take her back, and therefore does not get Malkos on the Lav, because it is Nitik La'asei, the assay, that to take her back, which fixes up the Lav, so there's no Malkos. Ay, L'choira, the Gemara asked that it ought to be called Kodmei Assei, because the assay precedes the Lav. The assay takes place earlier than the Lav, there's an assay even without any Lav. The Gemara says, Ma'anes her is Mechuyev to marry her. So the Chayra, this assay, or not to be Menatek of the Lav. And the Gemara comes out, no, a special pasuk of Kol Yomov. La Yucha L'Shalcha, Kol Yomov. These extra words, Kol Yomov, indicate, says the Gemara, that Kol Yomov ba'amoid v'hachzeir koi. So I have, so to speak, like a dedicated extra assay, or extra assay concept here, extra assay element, that extra Kol Yomov tells me that Kol Yomov ba'amoid v'hachzeir, and that special quality of Kol Yomov ba'amoid v'hachzeir, you got to take her back anytime, marry her again anytime, that's something which doesn't precede the Lav. It's obviously after the Lav. Even though you did the Lav, you divorced her, you Kol Yomov ba'amoid v'hachzeir, so that special assay element is something which is a menatek of the Lav. That's where the Gemara comes out. Tosfos over here points out that in reality there's really two different ways on the scene of the Kol Yomov ba'amoid v'hachzeir. Tosfos brings that Rashi over here is meduyak that the Kol Yomov goes on the loisia leisha. This haste, I'm sorry, it goes on the Leyucha L'Shalcha. Leyucha L'Shalcha Kol Yomov, one phrase. Leyucha L'Shalcha Kol Yomov means, says Tosfos B'Shem Rashi over here, that don't divorce her in a manner that's a Kol Yomov Dika Shiloach, that it's a permanent forever Shiloach. Rather, make sure, even if you divorced her, that it shouldn't be a forever Shiloach. And that's what the Kol Yomov indicates, which means take her back. So according to that understanding, the special din of Kol Yomov is really learned out based upon the way it relates to the last phrase of the pasuk of Leyucha L'Shalcha Kol Yomov. Thus says Leyucha L'Shalcha, it's true, don't divorce her. But in the event that you did divorce her, Kol Yomov tells me it shouldn't be a Kol Yomov permanent Shiloach. It should be a non-permanent Shiloach, and therefore you should take her back. Tosfos, however, brings down that Rashi in Perek Asorah Yuchsin learns differently than of Kol Yomov Amoid Vahach there. Over there, in Asorah Yuchsin, in Kedushin, Rashi says that this special phrase of the Kol Yomov goes back on the earlier Leisiyah Leisha earlier in the Pasuk. In other words, as if it said Leisiyah Leisha Kol Yomov. So that there's a din of Leisiyah Leisha that the Ma'anes has to marry her, and there's a special element of that, Leisiyah Leisha, marry her, Kol Yomov, anytime, which means that even if you married her and that the marriage became impermanent because it was divorced, Kol Yomov, go ahead and take her again. So according to this other pshat of Rashi in Kedushin, the Kol Yomov is learned out by the way that it relates to the Leisiyah Leisha earlier in the parasha. the Re'em Hurwitz in back of the Gemara, by Reb Lezer Moshe Pinsker, that's what he was called, is oimed on a stira in the Rashi, the way we have the Rashi in this area. As Rashi says here, that Hochi Ko'omar, loy siya b'shilucho, Kol Yomov Eloyach Zirena. That's one line in Rashi, and Rashi is Mavur there, like the Tzad, that the word Kol Yomov goes back on the Yuchal Ashalcha. The Yuchal Ashalcha don't make a permanent Kol Yomov Tekishiluach. In case you do send her away, take her back. And then in the very next part of Rashi, Rashi says, Hochi Ko Omar, Veloy Sia Leisha, Im Shilcha, then take her back. So over there, Rashi is Mavur, that the word Kol Yomov goes back on the Loy Sia Leisha. Loy Sia Leisha, she should be his wife. Kol Yomov, meaning even if he sends her away, he should take her back, so that Kol Yomov has a din of Loy Sia Leisha. So Mamash, back to back, Rashi associates himself on this Shaila, on whether the Kol Yomov goes on the Loyucha Leshalcha, it shouldn't be a permanent shiluch, but take her back. Or it goes on, leisiyah leisha, kol yomov, keep taking her back if you do send her away, so that there'll be a fulfillment of leisiyah leisha. The Re'em Hurwitz writes that he believes that the answer to this is that we have a bit of a garbled version of Rashi. And be'emes, these are really two parts of Rashi, two dibbers of Rashi, one going on ma'anes and one going on moitzi shemer, because as you know, El Gemara is going on both ma'anes and on moitzi shemer and comparing the two, because both after all have a din that he has to take her for a wife and keep her as a wife. And on that, the Re'em Hurwitz says that by the Moitzi Shemra, the Kol Yomov goes on Leisiyah Leisha. Leisiyah Leisha, he should be married, she should be married to him. Kol Yomov, even if he gets rid of her divorce, he has to take her back. Masha Enkin, Dr. Em Hurwitz, Benegeya to the Ma'anes, Posik, it's impossible to say that the Kol Yomov goes back on the Leisiyah Leisha. It has to be going back on the Yuchal Shalcha. It can't go on Leisiyah Leisha because the mystic crow, because the Posik is interrupted. We can understand what the Reb Lezer Moshe Pinsker means by this by looking up the two psukim in the Chumash. The pasuk by Moitzi Shemra simply says, "V'loisia leisha loyuchal l'shalcha kol yomov." So there, it's easy to say that the word kol yomov goes on the loisia leisha. She should be his wife, and even if he sends her away, kol yomov. Take her back, loisia leisha. Mashenkin, the pasuk by Ma'anes, has an interrupted pasuk, like the Re'em Hurwitz says, because over there the pasuk says, "V'loisia leisha tachas asher ino," because he afflicted her, loyuchal shalcho kol yomov. And Mela, since it's an interruption with the tachas asher ino, is takanat mastaver at all over there to say that the kol yomov goes all the way back to her earlier section of the pasuk of loisia leisha, and there we're left simply saying that it's one phrase at the end of the pasuk, loyuchal shalcho kol yomov, and it's saying he can't divorce her a kol yomov dikir, so that even if he does divorce her, he has to take her back. And that's what Reb Hurwitz is saying, that the two parts of Rashi are really two dibbers, and the pasuk, the dibber that's going on ma'anes, is saying, like Rashi says, that leyuchal shalcha kol yomov, the kol yomov goes on leyuchal shalcha, it can't be going all the way back on leisiyah leisha, because the pasuk is interrupted, like the Reb Hurwitz says. An interesting meshach chochma on this chumash, in this connection, meshach chochma brings down the lashon of sefri, the sefri on ma'anes, it says leyuchal shalcha kol yomov. He could send her away in the context of a Yovam. Which means, says the Meshech Chochma, that even though Ma'anes is not allowed to divorce his wife, what happens if he's Besoif Yomov, he's on the deathbed, and he sees his wife is about to be Nefelos Liyubim to his brother, maybe there's no kids in the marriage, and she's giving Nefelos Liyubim to the brother, then he has a heta to divorce her for the purpose of saving her from the Yibum. She'll be divorced, Beshas, his Misa, and then she won't fall the Yibum. If he's saving her from Yibum, he's allowed to divorce her. Where do you see this? Where is the mocker, says the Meshech Chochma, that the free had from Leyucho Shalcho Kol Yomov, that Meshalcho Leyovam, he is allowed to send her away to save her from the Yovam. Zok the Meshech Chochma, that the drasha was along mamash the lines that we're speaking of before. The pasuk of Ma'anes is supposed to be read Leyucho Shalcho Kol Yomov, which means he can't make a Kol Yomov de Keshiloach. He can't send her away a way that's permanent, that all of his days shall be divorced from him. Zok then the Meshech Chochma of them, Chazal understood in the Sefri, that if the whole Torah Sashiluach, the whole purpose of sending her, divorcing her, is just that at the last rega of his life, she should be ready to divorce so she won't be in a fellow Sliyavim, so that by definition is not a Kol Yom of Dikah Shiluach. It's not a Shiluach sending her away for the bulk, the rest of his days. It's just the last fragment of his life he wants her to be divorced in order that she won't be in a fellow to the Yavam of his. And Meila Hastos Nishte Kol Yom of Dikah Shiluach, and you're not away from the Pasak Liyuchel Shalcha Kol Yom of. That's what the free men, Dr. Meshech Chochma, when it said the kol yom of the kishiluach, that's what's also from the medayik the meshalchu liyovam, he could send it away to free from the yovam, because that would just be a fragment shiluach, or the last fragment of his life. We'll begin today to get into the big machloikis the Gemara brings later in the daf about lav hanitig la'esa, if it works with a mechanism called kima v'loy kimoi, or the other man da'omar, that it works with bitloy v'loy bitloy. Just in a nutshell, the way Rashi throughout the sugya explains these two tzedakim, the idea here is that we know that a lav hanitig la'esa, you're not loikin olov. You perform the assay, and the assay fixes the lav, like we said, and you don't get any malchus in the lav. However, that's only if you fix the lav. If you don't fix the lav, then it's yitachin that the person would get malchus in the lois assay because he left it unfixed. And this we have a big machloikis, kima v'loi kimoi, or bitloi v'loi bitloi, which in a nutshell, as explained by Rashi, is to say that if I hold kimoi v'loi kimoi, the concept there is that the lois assay that the person did is completely completed, nigmar, when the person did the act of the lois assay, nor was then, now that the lois assay is done, he has a choice. He can get malchus, he'll get the malchus, he did a lois assay, gets malchus. Or if he wants, he could fix the malchus with the kiyom ha'esa. But that, for that he has to respond. The moment that Bezdin is mazir, that they warn him, better fix it now and do your assay now, he has to respond on the spot with the fixing, with a kimoi, and otherwise the person is going to get malchus. That says, if I hold kimoi v'loi kimoi, that means that the lois assay is completely done the moment you violate the lav. The mechayev of the malchus is completely nigmar the moment you violate the lav, and you can respond to that one of two ways. Either you'll get malchus, or if you want, you can fix the lav with the assay. You don't fix it with the assay, then you're going to get the malchus. If I hold like the mandom a bitloy v'loy bitloy, the concept there is that the lois assay alone is insufficient to be mechayev of the malchus. The mechayev of the malchus is the fact that the person did the lois assay, plus he did an active action of bitloy, of removing the ability to fulfill the assay. And that is the final makarapatish, so to speak, the final step in the mechayev of the lois assay. For example, an example Rashi gives over here, a person divorced a ma'anes and then he divorced the wife, which is the lois assay, and that could be a mechayev of malchus. But if I hold kima v'loi kima, that alone is mechayev the malchus. Either you're going to be mechayev the essa and take her back, or when Besen wants you, or you'll get the malchus. If I hold kima v'loi kima, if I hold bitla v'loi bitla, however, then the divorcing her in and of itself is insufficient to mechayev the malchus. We'd have to have the final step of the mechayev of the malchus would be, and the person did an active action to preclude his ability to ever take her back. So the example of that Rashi gives, that Chazal say that the person will be noider ha a permanent nether hanoah from her in such manner that he can never ever be married to her again, that's a bittul action, which is the final step of the mechayev of the lois hasei. So you do the lav, which is divorcing her in this case, and then you do an act which obliterates the ability to ever get her back, the bitloy action, that the person in this case was noida hanoah from her in such manner he can never get her back again, and that those two steps together are the mechayev of the malchus. If you don't get around to doing a bitloy action, then you don't have any mechayev of malchus according to the sub bitloy of the bitloy. Now the Gemara says, according to Rashi's Gersa, which is the Gersa we have, that to hold bitloy of the bitloy, I'm going to have to hold hasrua sofik loikon olav, which, as Rashi explains, means to say that be'emes, if you hold bitloy of the bitloy, there's really two steps of the mechayev of malchus which need to come together. The mechayev of the malchus, you have to do the lois assay, and we know that you're only going to get malchus on a lois assay if you are warned hasrua by the Eidim before you do the lois assay. So the Eidim are going to warn you before you do the lav. If you do this, you'll get malchus. But in this case, if it's nitik la'assay and I hold bitloy v'loy bitloy, the Eidim could only say at the most, if you do this lois assay, then you get malchus if you do an additional step later of bitloy ha'essa. Like if you do the act of divorcing this lady, you're going to get malchus later, provided if you do the extra step of being mevatel the ability to get it back by being noida permanent neder hanoah from her. Since the Eidim have to say it, if you do this, you get malchus if, that's called Hasra Safik, and to say that bitloy v'loy bitloy and hold that it's going to be a malchus if you do the act of the bitloy later, I have to have hold Hasra Safik loikon olav. That's how Rashi says, which is the gears that we have. The Dvon over here had an alternative gears in the Gemara, and the way he's gears is mavur in the Gemara that if I hold bitloy v'loy bitloy, I don't have to hold Hasra Safik Shmo Hasra. And the Rizvah explains this, the way he understands it, because if you hold bitloy v'loy bitloy, so really it's the same, like Rashi says, in the terms of the steps of the Mechayev, it's a two-step Mechayev of Malchus, only doing the lois assay, and then following that up later with a obliterative act, an act that obliterates the ability to do the assay, only with the two together are you going to get the Malchus. But the Rizvah says, according to his Shitta, that if I hold, like a man of bitloy v'loy bitloy, since this act of the bitloy ha'essa, in this case, we gave, person's noida hanof from her, he can never get it back again. That act is such a significant step in the machayev of the malchus that you'd be able to give hasro right before that step. Even if the hasro was not given earlier, before the etzem lois hasei, divorcing her, it'll be sufficient, according to the dvor's understanding, to give the hasro later on, right before the person will be noida hanof from her. If you noida hanof, you bitloy, then you're going to get malchus, and that's sufficient, and that's not a hasro sumfik. You know, you do this act, you get the malchus. You do the bitloy act, you get the malchus. And therefore, the way the Ritvor is glorious in the Gemara, what we're saying is, I could hold bitloy, v'loy bitloy, even if I hold at the man of a hasro sufik, ain't like him, because not hasro sufik, the Ritvor bekitzer holds that you can give the hasro right before the bitloy act. That means it's a very surprising Ritvor, and the also Shachar of Steinman is moir on this Ritvor, and he leaves it with a question, really, that he says, b'pshutoy, it's a chiddush otzum to say such a thing. I've had the passage like Rashi, you have to have hasro before the loy sase. The loy sase is the main element of the Machayev of Malchus. You have to be Masreb, a warning before the Loi Sasei. Not like the Ritvor that says that the warning does not have to come before the Loi Sasei. It suffices to do the Hasrua before the Bitloy act, which is, in this case, the Yinoida Hanoa from her. But Maisa, what I wanted to say over the interesting thing in this connection, I saw the Sefer Torah Mechol from the great Goyin, Rabbi Mechol Forschlager, Zechon Levocha. Rabbi Mechol Forschlager was a great Goyin. He was a Talmud Avni Nezer, a Rav in Baltimore. He's very close with Rav Rudman, Zechon Levocha, in the early years of the yeshiva. And Rabbi Chol Forschlager is Mo'ir, that it's a big machlokes achronim, interesting machlokes achronim, b'negeya to Edom who are giving hasro on the lois asei, that the person should get malchus, that the hasro wasn't given before the person started the lois asei, rather it was given when the person is most of the way through the shir. He's doing a shir shalom, he's eating, or he's doing some malacha on Shabbos, whatever he's doing a shir shalom, a complete shir of the malacha. And before he's finished the shir, the Edom will give the hasro, so that the last step of the machai, of the Malchus, which will be the end of the Shir, Kazayas, or whatever it is that he's doing, that is going to have the Hasro. And he brings a very surprising thing that Michas Chinuch said Befeish in Mitzvah Gimel, and Michas Chinuch quoted by the Achorin, and Michas Chinuch holds that that actually is sufficient in the Machai of Malchus if the Hasro is given before the Shir is up. Likewise, we find in the Panim Yofas on Chumash, which is from the Haflo on Chumash in Pasha Shlach, by the Mekoishesh, the Lashon HaPosik is, Vayimtzu ish Mekoishesh Eitzim B'yom HaShabbos. So they found him in the middle of being Mekoshesh Eitzim. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Malov speaks of his Befeish that he was in the middle of being Mekoshesh when they found him. The Panayofos understands this to mean, this Gemara to mean, the Pasuk to mean, that he was actually in the middle of doing the act of being Mekoshesh, gathering the Pashtas, the Eitzim, and he was in the middle of doing the Malach. He was not yet completed the Shir Sholem of Ma'amer, and they gave him the Asura before he was finished the Shir, and that was sufficient to Mechayev him the Chiyev, in that case, the Chiyev Misa of Shabbos. And the Panayofos says this thing, that even though the Hasro didn't come before the beginning of the act, still, since it was done before the Shir was completed, that's sufficient to Mechayev the Oynish of the Torah. And this, I mean, in each case, we find one of the Gedol HaChroinim that's really massig on this thing, and the Imre Binah brings down this Panayofos. He says it's totally wrong. Avada the Hasro has to come before the beginning of the Shir of the Malacha, so the whole Shir Malacha was done after the Hasro. Likewise, on this Mechas Chinuch, Chalkas Yoyev is massig on this Mechas Chinuch, Chalkas Yoyev says, Avada Nat, you have to have the Hasro before the beginning of the Asiyas Hamalocha, the beginning of the Asiyas HaIsser, so that the entire Shir, the entire amount, the whole Machayev was done based on the Hasro. It's a big Machayev Achrayim. The Bechol Forschlager brings all this down in the Teres Michol, and he writes that Be'emes, he holds that Pashtus in this Ritva, this Raya, to the Tzad and the Achrayim, the Mug Mechudus to Ketzad, the Mechas Chinuch, the Panim Yofis, that they learn that it suffices for the Hasro to take place before the end of the Shir. So Rav Forschlager says that Avada, you would have to have had some indication from circumstances, some simon that the person was, epesay, amazed right from the very beginning of the act. Because you're not going to say a person was a shoygig through most of the act and then was amazed at the end as Mechayev of Malchus or Amisa for states of Chavad Anat. So there has to have been some circumstantial evidence he was amazed from the beginning. But the Hasroa Mamish, that he was Mamish doing it based on the warning, he says actually a Pashtus, he would say to the Smach and the Sugya, the way that it all learns, for the Mechas Chinuch and for the Panim Yofis, that the suffice of the Hasroa was done before the end of the Mechayev. Because you see, Zok, there, that the Ritvor is saying a similar thing over here, a very surprising thing, that the Ritvor is saying that when you have a bitloy v'lo bitloy, so that the lois hasei is part of the Mechayev of the Malchus, and then I follow up that part of the Mechayev with a second step of the Mechayev of the Malchus by obliterating the ability to fix it, by being noida hanof from her, for example. That's a second step of the Mechayev, and the Ritvor holds that the way he learns the Gemara, that the person could be able to, you can get the Malchus right before the bitloy act, and that's sufficient, even though there was no, I'm sorry, you can get Hasro before the bitloy act, and that's sufficient for the Hasro to Mechayev the Malkus, even if the person didn't have a straw at the beginning part of the Mechayev. He didn't have a straw, B'shas Deloisa say. So Rav Forshlager says that's Mamash HaChiddush Otzun, and he says it's actually a bigger Chiddush than what these Achroinim are saying. They're talking about that you're still involved in the Iker act of the Mechayev, the Iker Loisa say, and you just didn't have a straw before you started. And they're just saying that you could have a straw when you're not yet done the Iker act of the Mechayev. The Dvozok, there is a riot to that, because he's saying even much further than that, the way he understands this Gemara, that even the person is Mamash done the Loisa say, he's finished with it. Afal Pikain, since it's another step of the Mechayev, which is the Bitloy act that obliterates the ability to fix, so that you do have to Hasra before the Bitloy act, and that suffices to be a Mechayev. So you see clearly this Yesoy, the Hasra doesn't have to be before the beginning. And he adds that Bemis, he would say, Zokter, that even Afilu, according to Rashi, that disagrees with Vohen, there's a different Gius in the Gemara, and according to Rashi, it certainly is insufficient to have Hasra before the Bitloy act. The Hasra has to be before the Lois say itself, like we said before. And that's only Zokter because here we're talking about such a Chiddush Otzim of the Ritva's understanding that the Lois say could be totally done and you could still have a straw on the Bitloy act, that Rashi is going to reject. The Rashi does reject. But Masha Inkein Zokter, in a case like the Achroinim are discussing with the person Mamish in the middle of the main act of the Mechayev, he's started his shear and he hasn't finished the shear of the action, but there's no Raya that Rashi and the Ritva will argue altogether. It could be everybody will hold like the Ritva that even though you didn't get a straw Mamish at the very beginning, Afal Pikein, since the Hasra was given before the Mechayev was finished taking place, that's sufficient for Hasra to Mechayev the person in Malkus.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.